Mark Olson will always be introduced as formerly of the Jayhawks, the band he formed in Minneapolis in 1985 with Gary Louris. He left the band in 1995 to move to the desert and make music with Victoria Williams, who he married. Well, the marriage dissolved a couple of years ago, and now Mark has his first ever solo album called The Salvation Blues. We'll talk with Mark, but first, here's a performance of Clifton Bridge, one of the new songs on stage at World Cafe Live.
Daylight comes to sound. We walked across Clifton Bridge. Which way would it be, up or down? We laid our cards on the table. I woke up before the sun. Which way is the way between the heart and the soul? You spoke with my words tangled up inside. Some people come here to die. We came here to live. There's a hope in our hearts. There's a future in our souls. Some people came here to die. We came here to live. There's a hope in our hearts. There's a future in our souls. We both have tragedy. In our youth I met your brother and sister. They stood by me in the rain. Your green eyes in the sun. Some people come here to die. We came here to live. There's a hope in our hearts. There's a future in our souls. Some people came here to die. We came here to live. There's a hope in our hearts. There's a future in our souls. Some people come here to die. We came here to live. There's a hope in our hearts. There's a future in our souls. Some people came here to die. We came here to live. There's a hope in our hearts. There's a future in our souls. There's a future in our souls. There's a future in our souls. Daylight comes a sound. We walked across Clifton Bridge. Which way would it be, up or down?
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, that is Clifton Bridge, a song from Mark Olson's new The Salvation Blues. We're getting a chance to talk with Mark about the new songs and everything that went into this this book, this album. I guess the place to start with this is nearer to it and kind of talk to the couple of years that led up to writing these songs and making this album, which I understand was, I don't want to put too many adjectives to it, but it was a tough couple of years for you. And how did the writing figure into getting over loss?
Well, I basically ended up living with my aunt, and I was, and we were talking about what I was going to do with the second half of my life. and it was going to go back to school. And at kind of the last minute, I made a decision to go visit some people I'd met on my European tours. I toured just a whole lot in Europe, and it always meant to go back. You know, you have 4 hours, you meet someone, and you think you made a connection. I'd seen these people. They actually were writers in Cardiff, Wales, Charlotte Gregg, and John Williams. And they invited me over there, so I went over there. And that's how I kind of put my music thing back together, was they had a bunch of old folk records, and we ended up staying up late listening to the folk records. And, you know, they were like real supportive. I had a dulcimer, and she was into the dulcimer, so we just started playing a little bit. And their house wasn't very big, I wasn't going to be able to write there. So I said, I'm going to go try to write an album. Now I got this cheap hotel. I'm going to go there and, you know, try to do it. So I did that. I started to focus on writing songs. And what I would do would be book a session with a local, you know, find someone who could record songs for $100 and record three songs here, three songs there, three songs here. I recorded about 24 songs in total, and I think 11 of them ended up on the records.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And Ben Vaughn helped me go through which ones and made good decisions on which ones to pursue.
So where is the Clifton Bridge?
That's in Bristol. I met a bass player when I was recording My Carol. He said, why don't you come on over to Bristol and check it out? I went over there. I didn't like it. Didn't like Bristol. He was crazy. He was like, he was a crazy person, but a nice guy, but still a crazy person. And I was fleeing, basically, and I called up someone I knew who lived in Bath. She said, I'll come over there. So we spent the day, and just by happen chance, we saw this bridge. And I said, hey, that's a beautiful bridge. Let's go over there. And we walked across Clifton Bridge and went and sat in a cafe. And later that night, the song just kind of came to me. It was a napkin song. You know, I wrote it out on a napkin.
So. A napkin song. What was Salvation Blues? How would you describe it?
Okay, that one I worked on more. I actually worked on the music over a course of a couple days. This friend of mine, Ingen, who's playing with me now, she was staying at my house for a while, and we decided a nice thing to do would be to go outside and play our guitars, you know. And I'd been playing for years in bands and stuff, and I hadn't, because I lived in the desert, sometimes it's hard to go outside and play guitars there. You think it wouldn't be, but just because it's so hot. So we were in Minnesota for about a month, and we would go out in the afternoon, go by a lake, and just sit and play our guitars. And I kind of came up that the progression on that has some different parts to it. And I actually wrote that one in parks. And I remember when I was finally, there's such joy in sweet moments. I was really getting into it. I was by myself because I said, Ingen, you better stay home. I'm going to go finish this thing. And somebody walked by and gave me a thumbs up. So I figured, oh, that's a good sign. So I was working on that. I found out I liked that. And in different songs, I worked on a few of them there in the end in Minneapolis. And I got kicked out of a couple parks by Somalis who had taken over the park for soccer games. They asked me to move with my guitar, but that was okay. I enjoyed watching. It's actually very beautiful to be playing your guitar and singing and watching a colorful soccer game. It's kind of nice.
Well, that's where this one came from. Let's go back to the stage for a title track of Mark's new album. This is the Salvation Blues.
Such joy and sweet moments to be found in this world. There's such joy and sweet moments to be found in this world. Salvation blues, in these blues will help us all. No light like your light till we do something good. In the morning, the things we once did overboard, false friends ignored. All these longings and the gifts we had to give, how did we live?
Tuesday's trash day. Leave the clothes outside the door. Salvation blues and these blues will help us all. There's all kinds of death trips roaming in these hills. There's all kinds of medicine that will make you ill. Salvation blues and these blues will help us all. No light like your light till we do something good. In the morning, things we once did overboard, false friends ignored. All these longings and the gifts we had to give. How did we live? Tuesday's trash day. Leave the clothes outside the door. Salvation blues and these blues will help us all. There's such joy and sweet moments to be found in this world. There's such joy and sweet moments to be found in this world. Such joy and sweet moments to be found in this world. Such joy and sweet moments to be found in this world. Such joy and sweet moments to be found in this world.
And these blues will help us all. One of the lines from the Salvation Blues, live on stage at World Cafe Live. We're talking with Mark Olson about his new album. Actually, if I'm not wrong, you can really look at this as your first ever solo album.
Yep, and that's the way I do look at it. I do look at it. I don't know why this happened. I didn't plan it. I know my family's a little bit perturbed about it.
They wanted you to go to grad school? Or
they wanted me to go to college. Yeah. I had some. My father died when I was young, and I had a little money because of there was a social program then, which when I decided to pursue music and didn't continue with the school, that ended during the Reagan years. And my mom was hot, oh man, and she's never really forgiven me for that particular maneuver, but she's okay with it at certain times. But still. I think that what I loved harmony singing. I loved the Everly Brothers. I liked the Holy Moldo Rounders were a crazy harmony group. The Burrito Brothers, then the Leuven Brothers. And so if you're going to be singing harmony, you work with somebody. It's an intimate thing. And I worked with Gary and the Jayhawks, and then I worked with Victoria and the Creek Dippers, and we sang together, and that was the group. And what it came down to me, what finally I had to make my own record was, I'd for better, for worse, or whatever, I'd involved myself financially with both people, whereas I couldn't make a move. I couldn't, like, say, I wasn't, like, responsible to be able to go out and earn a living just by myself, you know what I mean? Whereas it would involve Victoria, you know, and she's got things going on, or it would involve Gary, and he's got things going on. So I just had to make this record and kind of stand on my own with that.
This might be a tough one to answer, but do you feel like you you put your needs below the needs of the band, of the relationship?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that at all, because I was the person who I enjoyed those kind of relationships, the different kind of relationships I had with both of them. But there did come a day when I realized I couldn't just go out and book a tour because I needed to earn a living. And that was the day that, and with the help of my manager, you know, he brought these songs to Ben Vaughn, and I started down that course of saying, okay, I'm going to be able to make a call someday to Europe or America and book my own tour. And it just didn't wake up one day and be able to do it. I had to put some effort into it, so...
There's an old Jayhawks song in the set here, and we wanted to get to that. But you also, and I'm not sure of the timing of all this, during this period of time, you and Gary Louris went out on a tour together. Was that towards the beginning of this period of time, or how did
it was kind of near the end? It was last May. It was right at the beginning. We did the first tour, and then we did another one. We played on the East Coast and we played on the West Coast, kind of at the beginning when I launched myself out of my. The life I had built for myself and with Victoria. And then we played again right after I'd written the songs and was kind of getting in contact with Ben and was starting to look forward to doing that, which was going to be later in the summer.
So what are we going to hear? What's
Over My Shoulder. That was on the Tomorrow the Green Grass record.
Left running, you said you were flying. Left running, you said you were cold. And a statue you could name. Like the ones that I fell for. I've been looking over my shoulder. Would you love me then, you're older? Would you love me then, you're older? Still I know you're true. The first game is lost and you will. Another game is hide in your fear. Oh, please tell me how my heart, how can my heart belong to you? I've been looking over my shoulder. Would you love me then? You're older. Would you love me then? You're older. Still I know you're true. Every time that you look my way, I feel so homeless. Your dreams own me. These landslides and buildings too high that block the sun for everyone. Oh, the law lives everywhere. And it lives without a care. I've been looking over my shoulder. Would you love me then, you're older? Would you love me then, you're older? Still I know you're true. I've been looking over my shoulder. Would you love me then, you're older? Would you love me then, you're older? Still I know you're true. left running, you said you were flying. Left running, you said you were cold.
Mark Olson on stage at World Cafe Live with a version of the Jayhawks song Over My Shoulder, accompanied by Megan Hickey on that lap steel guitar. She's the leader of the band Last Town Chorus, who've actually also been on the World Cafe. Tell you what, we're going to play a song from the Jayhawks about Mark Olson's former wife, Victoria Williams, when we get back here to the World Cafe.